Yo, it's definitely Cloud Chaser TV, man. We back up in this thing again, you dig? Hey, man, we got a special episode today. We got Tony the Closer. He exposing Greg Parker. It's the big business. So let's get to it, Tony. Like, before we even get started, you know, into the Greg Parker situation, I know a lot of people on social media right now, they calling you, like, the scam buster. Like, how are you taking that in?
Man, it's funny as hell. Appreciate you guys having me come on today. Shout out to the room, everybody on here, all the mods. This actually kind of happened because of a previous. I think what's happening with me and getting this title was like this scam buster happened when I was actually I got finessed and scammed by another real estate investor a couple years ago, like 2019. I can't say his last name because we still doing like legal shit right now, but the guy Jay, and I'm sure most of y'all are familiar who I'm talking about,
yes,
but
sir.
He's also been put under the microscope with major scam allegations and, you know, crowdfunded millions of dollars and then people basically don't have shit to show for it. So when I actually was in this deal with Jay, he got me for almost six figures. And the crazy part is when this shit happened in 2019, I got a call from Big Business and a nigga hit me up and was like, hey, man, I could have told you, big bro, watch out, man. These niggas be scamming and da 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 da, you know. So he was trying to build a relationship with me back then when I was actually going through this whole situation with Jay. Now, fast forward to now, a couple weeks ago, I'm actually just like, y'all, I'm on IG and I'm checking out somebody's, everybody was sending me a post where one of the guys that gave Big Business like $100,000, one of his mentees gave him $100,000 and posted a video of him and Big Business arguing on a phone call. So it was like a speakerphone conversation that was recorded. And in this conversation, you hear the guy saying, you fucked me out of $100,000, and Greg saying he's going to fuck him up. They were just going back and forth on some like real, like, you know, some street type shit on a deal. And man, when people start sending me that video, I really kind of ignored it at first. I was like, man, this shit don't have anything to do with me. And it was crazy because about two or three days later, the video continues to get shared to me. And when I look at the video again, it go from like 90 comments to it's almost like 900 comments. So I start reading the comments, and this is what really got me involved in it. I start seeing how many people said they had got scammed in the amount of money. And a couple of days later, I see Big Business go live. And as he was live, he just started talking about me. Like, still at this point, I don't have shit to do with his scam shit. I wasn't calling him out, none of that. He was just, you know, on live and talking about his situation with this one dude. And he just brought me up randomly. He was like, yeah, I fuck with Tony the Closer. He's a good nigga, got a good course, man. And blah, 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 blah. So he was like hyping, like, you know, kind of like giving me like flowers or whatever. So people started to send me the live. So I get in the live, I'm listening to him talk. Then he actually brings me on stage to start talking to him or whatever. And he was explaining how all of the situation kind of took place in his opinion. And as he's telling me about it, I'm starting to get DMs and shit of people that was like investors with him telling me that he was lying and asked me to ask him about the things that they had experienced. So now we literally sitting on live and I'm telling Greg, like, hey bro, like, I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. He asked me, like, yo, what you think about it? And I said, man, this shit look like dog shit. And, man, it just started a whirlwind of the last couple of weeks of, people sending me, you know, private messages on IG and everything else, sharing like, man, they done got hit for like 100,000, 150,000, 260,000. So I've been getting in the last couple of weeks, probably a couple hundred people that all said the same exact story that I got scammed by Big Business. I gave him X amount of dollars and then he just ghosted me. So then I just start documenting it, man. And this shit now then went into a whole soap opera. It's like every day it's a new person. It's a new amount of money. Baby moms now reaching out, like the whole, like, man, everything crazy. So everything been capped. And I think, like, in our community, we got a lot of people that's like looking up to niggas that got like experience in some industries that we're not familiar with. And like real estate is an industry that many of us just in our families and everything we grow up where is foreign. Nobody really teach it. Nobody really know it. most of us probably don't even own shit growing up. Our families live in something that somebody else owns. And I'm watching, it's a lot of niggas that's now coming into this industry and taking advantage of our ignorance and being predators, because there's people that want to get into ownership. There's people that want to get into real estate and really be able to put their families in better positions. But now you got niggas that's taking advantage of them and staying in the industry and staying in something that we actually need when it comes to generational wealth. So I take it real personal when I look at this amount of people. And it's like, at first, man, I really kind of like, I'm like, yo, I try to like, I see the shit, but I've been trying to like really mind my business. But it got to the point now where I think I've been dubbed like the real estate scam buster, because these people have sent me so much shit, man. It's like, now I'm in it.
No, for sure. For sure. And like, just kind of like break down, if you can break down, like, what role does big business play, like far as in real estate, like when someone invests with them, what are they usually going to get back?
Yeah. So basically from what I've gathered over the past couple of weeks, he was basically positioning himself as the one-stop shop for anybody that wanted to get into real estate. So he would go find the property for you. If the property needed work, he would actually do the renovations, the construction work, rehab to get it up to par. And then he would also help you as far as the property management. So he was pitching this as like a done for you, easy process. And then he also had something else where he basically told people, you can just make a flat out investment, and whatever you invest, he would give like 20% returns to these people. So depending on where people were, they would come in to mentorship. They would come in as an investor into a property, but which he basically was saying that he would do the full scope of the work. So it was like basically like a done for you service, man. All you got to do is give me the money and I go find the house. I do all the work, get it all ready. All you got to do is be collecting checks. This is how he positioned it to it. And because most of us don't understand the real nuances of real estate, what he was doing was that nigga would go find a house that, say, for example, he found a house in the hood that was $5,000 and the house was a fucking piece of shit. He would go find that house and then sell it to one of his mentees that don't know any better for like $20,000 or $40,000. So the nigga done spent $5,000, done told somebody he gonna do all the renovations, the construction costs and everything else, which could have been $40,000-$50,000. And then these people would pay him for the work, but he wasn't even doing the work. So imagine a nigga telling you, hey man, I'm working on your house. Send me $10,000. I'm gonna go and I'm gonna show you updates and everything else. And he was sending people bullshit pictures of properties that weren't being done. And the crazy part about this, when it first came out, you know, it was just like people that I was reading in the comment section. Then I had people that I actually fuck with, like my dog Cat, Katino Mobley, NBA player, hit me up, was like, yo, Tone, I gave the nigga big business $200,000. Had Danielle Holmes, another official person. She do the Facebook ad. She hit me. She's like, yo, Tone, I gave G 46K. And this is back before I got my money up. And, you know, I never got my shit. And then it started being so many people that I personally had like ties to that was reaching out, and all the stories was the same. So I was like, man, let me really like look into this shit heavy. And I didn't even have to look hard, man. It just so many people came out with the identical stories. And then I started realizing some shit that was crazy. As you start doing research, I started looking the nigga name up online. He got multiple open cases where he had like an open RICO case. This shit is the real estate RICO. This ain't the RICO like you hear when a nigga get like Young Thug in them, where they got, you know, the prosecutors coming down on them from, you know, gang shit. This is a nigga that's running a full criminal enterprise when it comes to real estate. And he was actually having multiple, he had like five open lawsuits. Well, five lawsuits. Some of them have already been settled. Where he was out here, he got sued under the RICO Act, and that was what really just fucked me up, because now I knew it wasn't just what a couple people were saying. This was a real thing where they were running multiple LLCs. Him and his wife and a couple of other people, they have multiple LLCs that they're running this Ponzi scheme through. So they taking people money. And I think at some point they probably might have started off trying to do it legit, and then they got over their head. I don't know if they was just the amount of money these niggas got, and the amount of people that's telling me that and showing me proof that they got fucked over. I don't even know what they was doing with the money. the shit almost sad because, you know, the other day I got the house that this nigga Big Business live in right now, the mortgage company reached out to me. They trying to sell me his mortgage because he ain't even made payments on his mortgage. So when you look at like the severity of like where they are financially, man, I done did so much research where I seen like him and his wife credit fucked up. They ain't paid no bills, all their cards and shit getting charged off. You got investors that were supposed to get paid as little as $1,000 a month that haven't been getting payments in years. So the reality is they've been over promising all this different stuff, saying they're going to fix up properties. They're going to do all this shit. Man, I even had somebody that paid them like $50K for a property, and the property got bulldozed a week after they actually bought the property from Greg. So Greg was selling houses on the condemned list. Nigga bought the house for a couple $1,000s and then sell it to somebody that don't know any better and don't know how to look up and research the property for 50 plus K. And then the fucking house gets demoed. So it's been so many crazy ass situations that have come to the light because dude just been a fraud. And I think what we really got to pay attention to now, when you look at like the influencer lane and how niggas get cosigns, like a lot of niggas got mad at me when I said this, but Wallo, you know, I used to be on $1 million worth of game. And back in 2020, you know, Wallo came up to me, he's like, "Hey Tone, I'm gonna tell you real talk, nigga, you the only real estate nigga that's not taking these people money." And he was like, you know, the nigga Jay, he bad, the nigga Big Business a scammer, dot 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 dot. So now I look back and I'm looking up and I'm seeing Wallo on a shit with drama, co-signing Big Business. He going to Big Business's live events, co-signing. So these niggas is cool with these niggas scamming people as long as they get in the bag for it. So when you start looking at this shit on a bigger scale, like this ain't just about Big Business. It's about the way that as influencers and how influencers allow people that we know ain't even legit to get in front of their audience. Because niggas is taking a bag. So this shit go deeper than just like, there's so many layers to what's been going down, the foul shit that's out here. It's unfortunate because there's so many people that this shit not happened to that's never going to get their money back. It's done. These niggas is broke. It's over.
Let me ask you a quick question. Do you know like how long he's been in business, like with this, doing this type of business?
It seems like he's been doing it for some years, but I don't know the depth of like how much of it was legitimate because as I've been talking to more and more people, it don't sound like the shit ever been legitimate. You know, from the time that he got on the scene, I done did research and seen that he's always had like houses up for foreclosure, shit like that. Like, I'm not talking about like investment properties, but actual personal residences up for foreclosure. But these niggas get online and be capping like they really get into a bag and they taking pictures and jets and got Maybox and all this other crazy shit in front of you on the camera, but these niggas really be broke. And they putting off this image that, like, you know, the community you want to see. And we influenced by that. Like, the reality is, like, a lot of people try to act like they're not, but, like, the designer, the lifestyle, that's what sells. And, you know, we got people now that then got put in the blender because even, like, I was talking to Rashard from EYL. It's been, you know, they got a huge platform. When you got everybody respecting like a platform like EYL, EYL had both Jay and Big Business on their platform. So people come in, they see them on that platform, and then they kind of, you know, get that cosign from a big influencer like that. Now the influence is now pushed there. And these niggas, man, I'm just going to keep it a buck. You talking about between just Jay and Big Business, it's like $25 to $30 million in money that's been scammed out of black people in the biggest real estate boom in the last few years. Like since 2018, 2019, the market was in a position that niggas really could have got rich. I got people that were my students that made 6 and 7 figures, became millionaires in the same time. And you got people out here, man, that's stealing money that could really be building real wealth. And what was the biggest boom? Now what's happening, right? Money done tightened up. Shit and got fucked up. Now you got all these investors and all these people coming out because it was cool when the money was flowing in and it was all the PPP money and everything else. But now that shit and got tight. So these niggas that was the scamming ain't getting the same type of money coming in. They can't get more people to spend more money into the Ponzi. And that's why it's really coming to the light now. And I said something else that I think everybody got to pay attention to. The young nigga that first brought this shit on the video was Greg Mentee. His name was Hyde the Billionaire. And I listened to the nigga Hyde talk, and it was something that was real profound to me. He told Greg everything that Greg had been doing dirty, and he had knew about it for a long time. And I had the same issue with the nigga Isaac Grace, and people didn't like when I said it, but the reality is that a lot of these motherfuckers be cool with these niggas scamming until the scammer get them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be around a nigga, know a nigga scamming, know a nigga doing bad business. Now, you will build your brand and everything up off a nigga that you know is scamming because it's beneficial to you. You can sell your courses, your mentorship, you go on stage, you do all that shit with them. But then when the actual shit hits the fan, that's when you hear him come out and be like, yeah, he got this many people that he's been taking advantage of, this, that, and the third. Now, when I was on Jay and I was calling Jay out, everybody was like, Tony, a hater, this, that, and the third. And I said something to the nigga Isaac Grace. I said, yo, Isaac, you gonna get yourself in the same bullshit because you aligning with somebody that you done told me to my face that you know is fake and a scammer. Now, fast forward to last year, Isaac comes out. What did he say? Man, I ain't never seen Jay doing a deal. I ain't never seen Jay with no real estate. I'm the one that's doing real estate. But it's always after a nigga get burned. Same thing with this nigga Hyde the Billionaire. Now, he been around this man for years. He was around him since he was 19 years old. Now, all of a sudden, this year, when he feel like he burned, now he want to bring to the light how the nigga a piece of shit. And I told him, I was like, listen, fam, I'm not trying to hear none of that from you because I look at you the same way I look at that nigga. If you stand next to a nigga for years knowing this nigga not legit and he's scamming people and you was cool with it because you got benefit from it, don't say shit to me now and try to play victim when you know that motherfucker, it was other people that got fucked up because of that shit and you ain't say anything. So, man, there's so many different layers to like why, like niggas is really like, this social media shit fucked up a lot of people. Nobody has integrity no more. It's all about getting a bag of flexion. So when it's times like this where we got people, like our people really want to be educated and be better in financial situations and all that other stuff. But the way now is like, it's the wild, wild west when anybody can get online and have a brand and start talking about they got experience in something and start selling shit. So this is, at this point, man, it's fucked up and it's hundreds of people that's never going to get their bread back. Millions of dollars that's washed. Because if him and his wife both look like potential, they look like potential bankruptcy people at this point, because if you can't pay your credit card, you can't pay your houses, and you got these many investors that's going crazy, that's the only option that's left for you.
Hey, Tony.
Yep.
Slow that shit down, man. You got a whole bunch.
Yeah, pardon us.
Yeah, we got it.
Nah, I like addressing niggas that say it's cap too. Let them talk. Shit. Because this is what we need. We got to have people that think that shit legitimate, because I got too much evidence to show the opposite.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So why were all a couple of the famous people vouching for him? Did he scam them too?
I don't know if they were scammed or not, because I don't know. Why
they fucking with him? Because they found out that he was scamming people. He was frauding.
Well, a lot of times, I'm going to keep it real, like, a lot of the people in the industry be knowing niggas be scammers, but they all be in their own shit. So it's like, whether you grease in somebody's pockets, which happens all the time, like, a lot of this stuff is pay to play. If you got money, they're going to put you on their platform. So if he paid to get on, then that's one way. Another way, if he just was getting, you know, if he got relationships that got him put in front of these people. But at the end of the day, you got to think about something from a just back away from this particular situation. If everybody is easy to block, if I got people that's capping for me and saying that I'm official, and then I'm blocking all my bad experiences so nobody can see it, nobody knows what's true or not. So sometimes it's hard. Right. It takes time for a person to even get exposed. Like, I had no clue about how deep this big business shit was until he brought me on that live with him. I had a couple people in the past be like, Tone, you got to watch Big Business. He a scammer. but everybody call everybody that sells shit a scammer. So right. it's like you nigga, like unless you actually get something, that just, you know, it could be anything. So when I actually got on his live and he was asking me my opinion, and people started actually sending me their contracts and their screenshots of their conversation with Greg, that's when I knew he was capping. Like, that's when I actually knew it was like, it was bullshit.
Wow.
So, like, what I think, people that reached out to him, like some of the guys that, or you know, women that reached out to you saying that they been scammed and he owed them this money. What happened when they what did they say? What happened when they contacted him in regards to getting their money back?
That's a really good question. So he's not ducking anybody, but he's ducking everybody. So he always has the runaround. He has multiple people on his team that he basically, first of all, what I saw that was consistent from everybody that sent me DMs is that he would respond to him, but then it was like, you know when a nigga's stalling you out? So he'd be like, yo, I'm going to check on something, then I'm going to get right back to you, and then he never get back to him. So that's what you see that, you know, out of most of the people is like, then he'll blame it on the girl, Seth, who is another person that works under his company. Which is also, she's also been charged under that RICO Act. They all basically are like kind of funneling people to each other. But then this shit was really crazy, y'all, because I was thinking that this shit was like, okay, maybe it was just big business that was on some bullshit. But then it came out that it wasn't just him, it's him and his wife. Like both of them is like legit all, this is an all-in inclusive bitch. This ain't just motherfucking, oh, big business scammer. No, it's him and his wife, both him and that bitch scamming motherfuckers.
How is Nikki scamming?
They both doing the same shit. They in it together. The companies and everything, most of the companies are all in Nikki's name. If you look at Diamante Finance and Maybach Construction, all those different entities, her name is like Danielle Morris or some shit like that. Her name ain't even Nikki Parker. These are aliases. And that's why they got hit for the That's why they got hit under the RICO Act, because all of the shit that they've been doing isn't even under, like, yo, they got at least like 20 different entities that they have been running this money through. So somebody might pay Greg Parker LLC. The next person might pay Diamante Finance. The next person might pay Maybach Construction. They had another nigga named Sean something that was AP Capital. So they had multiple layers of niggas that was in there taking people money, knowing that they wasn't working on a property, knowing they weren't fixing up that shit. And just dissing people. I'm talking about like ghosting niggas. Imagine giving a nigga $200,000 and the nigga don't give you nothing. No property, no answers, no nothing. I seen a young rapper out of Philly, his name like Young Muck. He got his deal. Out of his deal, he got a signing bonus. He gave big business $100,000 out of his signing bonus. So imagine a young nigga that's in the streets that got a deal. Now he's trying to do something legitimate for himself. Invest with somebody, he can put $100,000 in the whole deal, get fucked over. The board house still fucked up. There's no work done to the property, nothing. This is what's happening. It's a lot of people that's like, man, it's blood money. Niggas that's like, yo, I'm trying to leave the street. I'm going to take this money, go do something legitimate with it. And then they get stuck because a nigga done ran off with their bread. This shit is so deep on so many levels. I'm talking about, if you really heard some of these stories and how it's impacted people, because at the end of the day, you got people that took. Somebody might have took 50 to 100 grand in credit card debt because these niggas was teaching, hey, we can get the credit card, the money off the credit card, buy a house, and then we're going to get the house cash flow by having somebody in there that's going to actually pay your bill. But they never actually fixed up the property or nothing. So guess what? These niggas just stuck with $50,000, $100,000 credit card bills.
So it's so crazy. There's no way that the people that got scammed can get their money back. There's no way.
Fuck no. It's gone. They broke. It ain't nowhere to get it from. The properties that they sold to the people, like, you got to think about it. So if I sell you a house in Cleveland, which is worth $2,000 to $10,000, right? And then the motherfucker, well, I sell it to you for $50,000 to $100,000. And they need all the work to be able to be worth that. And these people don't even have no money left. He was deeding properties to people that had $13,000 to $30,000 in back taxes. Man, this shit is the dirtiest shit I ever seen. This is a mentor that's fucking over his mentees. If you got something that's supposed to be worth, if I found a deal that's worth $20,000 and I sell it to a nigga that's worth $100,000, how can they ever be able to see their money out of it? You fucked over. And more importantly, he was telling these people that he was going to actually go through and do all the renovations and get and do the construction costs. These niggas, these ain't even no construction work. They ain't, this man left Cleveland. So all these people got fucking houses that's just rotting in the hood. The motherfucking city coming and knocking the houses down and everything. So these people just fucked. They never getting their money back. The, like I told you, the nigga personal property that he live in, it's like a $2 million house. They reached out to me, the mortgage company, trying to sell me the mortgage because he ain't made payments on that motherfucker. So how, if he can't pay where he living at, how he going to pay for anything? He can't get these people their money back. There's no property that he's going to be able to get the equity out of. That's what, like, when I heard the nigga high talking, he's like, you done did this to thousands of people. You got millions of dollars because they already knew. Them niggas already knew that what they was doing with their money. They was fucking niggas over. It's a dub. Nobody getting their bread back. And the reality is that, like, it's so many open cases against them. It's like, whoever got these lawsuits first, those people going to win. But everybody else, you got, once everybody get the news that they really fucked, and they start trying to sue, he don't have the money to be able to pay all these people. So it's a couple people that's already been dealing with the same attorney that won a couple cases. And they said that they think that they had the end, where now it's just bankruptcy is the only way that they can kind of avoid it. So a couple of people reached out to me, said that they reached out to the attorney general in Philly, and the attorney general told them that they can't do anything. I think the only thing really that can happen is if they make enough noise to come together as a collective in some type of civil lawsuit.
So once he filed bankruptcy, that means that he don't have to pay them people back.
Well, if a judge allows it to be included in bankruptcy, but the problem is that the way that he did this was like through deception. So he may not even be able to include it because the way that these lawsuits are coming at him, he's getting sued under the RICO Act. So it's not like it's going to be considered typical debt. It's going to be considered under fraud. So because he acquired this shit under fraud, I don't even think that a bankruptcy would even truly work for being able to get rid of all the debt. But I think that's going to be the only thing that I can see him even attempting to do based off the amount of money that he owe people. I mean, outside of that, man, somebody going to try touching because it's, I mean, I got people that's been on my lives and stuff. If y'all been saying anything, like these people like, yo, bro, I put my whole life savings into this nigga thinking that he was legit. So everybody not just going to be on some internet, talk about it and be cool with it type, you know, shit. Some of these niggas is mad, like, because they done put everything behind it. And they not going to ever see that money again.
So how would it work if he doesn't have the money anymore, like, to pay him?
It ain't going to work. That's the problem. That's why everybody raising hell. That's why there's been so many people coming up, because they haven't been paid in so long. Man, he's just been promising people for the longest. Like, that's the thing. Nigga been telling niggas, like, bro, I got you. It's coming this week. It's coming that week. He literally be having people like, you ever had a nigga string you along, be like, yo, I'm about to send you the money today. And then he be like, yo, send me all your account info. And then never respond back. Yeah, and then never respond back. That's the type of shit he doing to people. Like, yeah, I'm gonna have the money sent to you tomorrow. Hey, send me your bank information. Nigga send him the bank information. And then, you know, the next couple of days, you see, he still ain't sent the money. You see, I literally have people that sent me the whole dialogue between them and Greg. And they like, yo, bro, you just told me to send my shit and I still ain't got nothing in the account. They're like, bro, wire come the same day. And some of this shit bad because it'd be like, man, if you talking about you a rich nigga and you owe somebody, you know, $1,000 a month and you can't make that payment, niggas is fucked. If you can't make a $1,000 payment, yeah, bro, if you can't make a $1,000 monthly payment to somebody, yeah, them niggas ain't nobody getting their money back. I'm going to be the bearer of bad news for anybody that invests with big business. You fucked. Your money gone, man.
But the crazy thing is, yo, still on Instagram flexing and all that crazy shit while he on niggas' money like that, yo.
That's why I said you got to be careful, because I think somebody's going to try to touch him because, he's still fronting like he don't owe these people. And I'm telling you, like, my DMs, niggas, is tight. There's some real street niggas in my DM. Like, nigga, I done gave that nigga 300, 200. And, you know, motherfuckers done put, like, they might have lost homies, everything behind getting that money. You know, like, you done put blood, you got blood money, you trying to clean it up, and then a nigga go run off with it, man. I just don't understand, like, what he was thinking, because this shit is, like, man, I'm telling you, niggas is really tight about it. Niggas is mad.
Hey, do you think like him shutting down a construction company in Ohio, you know, even working on some of the projects that he might have still been involved in, maybe he was, you know, doing what he was supposed to do on these particular properties, but him shutting down, is it telling you that, you know, he's just giving up? Like, he's just giving up?
How could you shut down when you already got paid for the work? Mm-hmm. If I gave you $100,000 to renovate my property, nigga, you can't shut down a motherfucking thing. Like, how that make sense? If I done paid you for something, you gotta go say that again.
Did some of these people pay him like through loans from banks and stuff?
All that. People paid with everything they had. It's people that gave their life savings, 401ks, all that shit. He was teaching people how to get the money so he can finesse them. That was the fucking crazy part. Like, this nigga started teaching people how to get credit cards so they can pull money off to buy a house. Wow. So if I teach, think about it. If a nigga like, hey, I want to fuck with you, big business, but I don't have the money. He's like, nah, man, all you got to do is get the credit card. I'm going to show you how the play is. I'm going to show you the play. So then he's like, now he start teaching niggas how to use credit cards to buy houses. But listen, man, like when niggas start telling y'all to buy houses with credit card and you already know you can't afford the house on its own, how can you make that payment? How can you afford the credit card payment? That's the problem. Like niggas be like, we'd be so excited about an idea, but we got to think logically about it. The minimum payment on a $50,000 credit card or whatever like that, how you think you're going to sustain it? In addition to that he was selling them on the fact that he was going to have the property fixed up and he was going to put a tenant in it. Man, I heard people that told me they quit their job because they had now invested with big business. A dude gave big business $265,000. He said, man, this was going to be my retirement. So I walked out of my job and quit because big business was telling me I was going to get 20% returns on my money every month. Guess what? He found out that shit wasn't true. Nigga said, I had to go back to work. You know how embarrassing it is to a nigga? Like, you done quit a job, and now you got to go back because you ain't getting your money that you've been putting out. Man, this shit.
Looking a little crazy. Looking crazy as a motherfucker.
They're going to end up going to jail, though. They was doing this fraud back when I had my mortgage company in, like, 98, 99. That's when they was manipulating the market. That's why the market ended up crashing. So what they're going to end up doing, you're going to have a DA or prosecutor somewhere, and they're going to have a class action junk. He's going to be on American Greed. It was a white dude that was on American Greed. They did basically the same thing, but he was getting loans and people that he was doing identity theft fraud. So what's going to happen, once the DA, when the Department of Finance get a hold to it, and it's that big of a financial crime and that many people, they're going to go after him legally then. He's going to end up getting sued. I mean, he's going to end up going to jail. Because he ran an actual Ponzi scheme. And ain't no way in the world, I've been in messing with real estate since 98. You cannot buy a house and do a 20% flip and you an investor own the deal. It ain't that much equity in the houses after you got a rehab. Because them ain't number shells. You talking about a house, it's just structure. It ain't, you got to go do all the plumbing. You got the plumbing. You got to do the flooring. You got to pull a permit. You got to get electrical permit. You got to get roofing. Everything. They got to cut. The city got to come back. You're going to have $20,000 and get GCs and all that out there. It ain't no way it's going to work. It ain't a, if somebody said give you 25% on the real estate deal, you better run.
Hey, and I can tell Big C, you know what you're talking about. And that's
I got out the mortgage business work before the crash. I knew it was going to crash because they were doing no doc loans, 590 credit score, 100% loan, one day out of bankruptcy. So I'm like, this shit ain't, I'm leaving because the feds coming. That's why I got out.
Yeah, and this shit with big business is essentially just that, right? We're talking about financial crimes on a huge level. I mean, the wire fraud, so many different levels.
Can you hear me real quick, Tony?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's on the phone, so that's the Fed jump right there. He on the phone.
What I want to clarify is 100% that this is absolutely a Ponzi scheme. But we have to be careful with saying people can't get their money back, because when Bernie Madoff was running the Ponzi scheme, what they was able to do was go back and claw back and get the money from people who were paid illegally throughout the Ponzi scheme.
Ain't nobody got paid in this one.
Hold on, let them land, see?
No, hold on. People did actually get paid. There's a lot of people who are saying big business did me right. yeah, I didn't make the deal, didn't work out, but it gave me back my money. See, what you have to understand is that when money is being wired and money is being transferred around, if somebody is taking your money and paying other investors, the FBI, the Department of Justice, and all of them, they can go back and claw back that money and find out where that money went and get you back your money. Bernie Madoff ran a $19 billion Ponzi scheme, and they was able to recover $14 billion. See, this is why, instead of everybody talking about it online, everybody needs to get organized now and start putting together your receipts and going to the attorneys and et cetera, because eventually the attorney general is going to take over this case. And this is what people need to start doing, because, again, the money didn't just disappear. The money went somewhere. So now what we have to find out is, where did the money go? And when you are wiring money back and forth, big business can't just make the money disappear. That money went somewhere. So everybody needs to get an attorney like you've been doing and then escalate this case. Because, again, if he used that money to purchase the house would then be sold and some of that money would go back to paying back the victims. If that money was sent to kids to buy people cars, vacations, whatever the case may be, that money could be clawed back out of other people's accounts and given to the victims. Don't just take a $200,000 loss and say, I can't get my money back. Because, again, with Bernie Madoff, they was able to recover $14 billion of the $19 billion in the Ponzi scheme.
Hey, Eli, I agree with you that the money should, typically would be recoverable. Bernie Madoff wasn't a dickhead with money. He was finessing money. See, big business and these niggas was taking money and spending that shit. So it ain't shit left. So, when you look at them and even their financial situation, when the credit cards and everything maxed out, their whole situation. And that's why we watching these meltdowns online where he's calling out his family. He's doing all this crazy shit because everybody ate up all the money. If it was money left, niggas wouldn't be acting like this. But it ain't no money left. So, like, if everybody ate up all the money, I just look at it from perspective. That's why I say, when I say the money is gone. I get that typically there'd be ways to recover it. But if you think about they're facing foreclosure, ain't much equity that they're going to be able to pull out of that. If they got all their houses, I mean, the cars and everything else already getting repoed, credit cards already being closed off. When I got the call from the mortgage company, and they're looking at and talking about, hey, their whole financial portfolio right now is in ruins. So when you look at the whole scope of the shit, like Bernie Madoff wasn't in the position where he ain't had no goddamn, his credit was jacked and his houses were up for foreclosure and everything else. These people are.
But remember, other people have been paid with other people's money. If you have received money from out that Ponzi scheme, they can go back and claw back that money from you. So it's not just going after big business's assets.
But if they were getting their money back.
Let them land.
You were not getting your money back. See, that's the problem. That's how Ponzi scheme works. You were getting paid with someone else's money. So the same thing happened with Bernie Madoff, where there were some people who benefited from the financial Ponzi scheme, who made money from the Ponzi scheme or got their money back. That money can be clawed back and given back to the rightful owners of that money. Because in most cases, no real estate transactions were even happening. He was taking people's money and basically paying off other people's with other people's money. The problem is the way that most Ponzi schemes work. Eventually, you run out of new people to pay back old people. And once the economy went bust, this is what happened with a guy like a big business. So again, like I said before, it will not hurt you if you are a victim of this alleged Ponzi scheme to go get an attorney and see if you could possibly get something back, even if it's pennies on the dollar. The last thing you should do is just automatically assume, hey, I'm out of my money, and not take it the legal route. You should put as much pressure possibly on this person, because you don't know if he's hiding money somewhere. You don't know if he's moving money around in his children's name. So it's very important that you go out here and you do your due diligence and don't just take it on a hop and assume my money is gone. Go through the legal process to see if you could possibly get your money back, because people like big business, he ain't that dumb. He got this far. He's not that stupid. So I'm pretty sure he got money somewhere. He's a little bit too calm online for me to assume that he don't got money somewhere. So the smart thing to do would be to go get an attorney and go out here and see if it's possible that you can recover a portion of your money.
Hey, Elijah, can I ask you a question, bro?
Go ahead.
So say if I gave old boy a certain amount of money and he took my portion of money and went and bought a vehicle and went on vacation. When you say, like, they can track the money back, how would they, like, would they go how would that money be retrieved? If you know what I'm saying, like, is very, that still very possible?
Very simple. Let's say right now, me and you both invested in big business, but you invested after I did. And let's say you gave him $50,000, but he owed me $20,000. And let's say that he paid me $20,000 out of your $50,000. If they can still get that money out of my bank account, if I have that money invested, let's say, in the stock market or in real estate, they can claw back that money from me if it's possible that they can liquidate whatever asset I have. Because the money that I received did not come from an investment. It came from you. Now, when you start talking about things like vacations and stuff like that, that's where it gets real tricky. I was just throwing it out there. Like, again, when people are spending that type of money and they have cars and they have jewelry and they have a home or the money sitting in the kids' bank account, they can claw that back. They have done it plenty of times in most of these Ponzi schemes. Like I said before, with Bernie Madoff, they were able to recover up to $14 billion of the $19 billion for the victims, because Bernie Madoff had money hidden in different places, or the other people still had the money sitting in their account that they got it. So again, if other people have been getting paid with other people's money and they could possibly retrieve that money, they can do it. They can claw back that money. It's 100% real, and it happens all the time. So what I would say to you is, rather than just saying, oh, my money is gone, I would definitely make sure that you go and do some forensics accounting and you go out here and be able to pull up the books and see where did the money go. Because I promise you, it's no way possible to think that all that money is just gone. That money is somewhere. We just have to figure out where.
I got a question. So what would happen to, like what you just explained, right? What would happen to your $20,000? If your $20,000 that he owed you was paid back and they came and took it back, what would happen to your initial $20,000? Like, well, how would you ever get that back?
If well, they some come people and are going to have to take a loss.
Someone else back?
Well, someone's going to have to take a loss. That's why in the case of Bernie Madoff, the Ponzi scheme was $19 billion, but they recovered $14 billion. There are going to be some of you that at the end of the day, you're going to probably take a loss throughout the Ponzi scheme. But there are going to be other people where if you can directly prove that my money was taken to pay someone else back, they're going to be able to give me back my money because they can directly link my money to you. Now, there's going to be some people that they can't link the money to. That's why there was a $5 billion gap in the Bernie Madoff case. What I'm saying is that at least some of you can get something back as opposed to just saying, well, I'm not going to do nothing. Because eventually, like one of the young ladies was saying, there's so many cases now that the attorneys are basically saying eventually the attorney general is going to pick up this case and it's going to be escalated and the feds are going to come in because there's just the amount of crime, the dollar amount is just so high. So this is why it's important for the feds to get involved, because now, one thing about the feds, they're going to cross every T and they're going to dot every I. So they're going to be able to pull up the bank records and see where did the money flow and create a flow chart so they can see where did the money go to and where did the money come from. And that's why some of you, not all of you, but some of you will be able to get your money back. And then some of you have to take it out.
Well, how they going to know this $20,000 went to him, this $15,000 went to him, this $50,000 went to him?
I got a quick question. If you don't mind, I'm just trying to chime in. I invested with big business. I got a quick question though. Your club is called Devil the Club, right?
Right.
And that means what? I'm going somewhere with this. What does that mean?
Death to the Cloud Chaser. We stopping all cloud chasing, putting all facts.
Okay, we're putting all facts, not fiction, not fiction. I'm from Philly, part one. I have no dog in the fight, no pony in the race. I invested with big business. He didn't burn me. I got my money back. I invested before they did the big business invested when it was me, Yike, and Lord. I've been to several classes. This big business, Greg Parker, is not just not here. That just didn't pop up last week, 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago with the Cleveland, Detroit, or whatever. Before we talk about any of everything, I always was told by my grandmother, I'm glad she raised me this way. When somebody talks, figure out why they're talking. The people that's on these stages that sit up here putting federal indictments, state RICOs, and all this is not their first dance to the rodeo. Tony the Close is not the first time he put his fingers in somebody's face saying they did that. All right, I'm not going to say Jay Morrison, he burned too. But did Greg Parker burn you? No. Remember, this is the same person that got up there crying and whining because Jillian Wallow kicked him off of the show. This is the same person got mad at Tim 500 because he had more followers than them. Tony the Close, you sell a program. Just like Big Business sells a program, you sell one. Your sheriff over there, Eli, he sells a program. And because they sell these programs, and whatever Greg and them and his team have figured out where he can monetize off that, They want the same clout. They getting on these they getting on these platforms for what? To sell you a program. To say you
Greg brought Tony in. Tony ain't asked to come in.
Say that again.
I said Greg, the one that brought Tony in, and Tony ain't asked to come in the situation.
Hi, to Greg. I mean, I'm not even gonna speak for Greg. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I just look.
You're speaking on a whole lot of stuff that ain't got.
I am because listen, bro. I can speak on something when I'm from Philly. Two, I've dealt with the man on several occasions. Three,
you just spoke on business about me that you don't know what you're talking about.
I'm
you
sound
like
I'm not
I'll let you talk.
Hold on, you gotta let Tony get in. You got yours up, bro.
I didn't get mine off. I wasn't even finishing my point. Let me say this one thing, and y'all can keep talking in circles. For 2-3 weeks now,
go ahead.
For 2-3 weeks, for almost a month, I've seen somebody sit up there, and let that boy dude burst you out of some money. You sit up there, and you're egging this shit on. I've watched this dude go across the country, back and forth with his seminars, and nobody made these issues. When that boy went to Cleveland, nobody was bitching. When I've watched these same people that the boy talked to and get up there and talk, oh, he owed me this money, but Jeff was talking to the boy 2-3 weeks ago about investing more money. But we still got, when we don't remember or what we seem to forget, we just went through the worst financial crisis in our history due to a pandemic. No, before the pandemic, wasn't nobody screaming and crying about nobody owing them money or talking about lawsuits or this, that, and the third. Nobody is free of lawsuits. Tony, am I right? You're not free of lawsuits.
No, you're not right. You're not right about nothing. You ran a fake lottery.
You ran a fake lottery. Let that nigga Tony talk. You just rang your mouth on a whole lot of business that you know a lot of business.
Hey, Uptown, you gotta mute up. Let Tony respond.
This nigga say, what's the definition of a death of a clout chasing nigga? That's you, right? You just opened your mouth talking about Philly business and all this shit, and you from Philly first and foremost, nigga. Wallow and Gilly never kicked me off a show, nigga. I was a paid guest on that show. That was paid advertising. So you niggas run your mouth about shit that you have no fucking clue. Nigga, I don't need clout from no nigga. I've been popping since I was fucking 22 years old, played in the NFL, everything. Nigga, when you talk about me, put some respect on my fucking name. First and foremost, nigga. I motherfucking paid Wallow and Gilly over 400 grand, nigga, in advertising. I could never get kicked off a fucking show when it was fucking paid advertising. You niggas eat dick so much, you ride these niggas that you don't know. That's first and foremost. Then you say him 500. Nigga, the only reason you know who him 500 is because of me, motherfucker. I'm the one that put him on $1 million worth of game. The reason why you understand who that nigga is, because he followed my exact blueprint. I never hated on that nigga. I'm the one that gave him a fucking a stage to shine on. First and foremost, nigga. Next, it ain't a motherfucker in the industry that's in real estate. It ain't another fucking nigga that's teaching credit or nothing that can say they've made the impact that me, Tony the Closer, has made without scamming a single motherfucker. I got thousands of success stories, millionaires I made, niggas out of Philly, niggas everywhere. Don't you ever fucking disrespect my name, my nigga. You talking shit right now to a nigga that's really a boss. A nigga that really helped people. Nigga Jay stole from me. Big business brought me into this shit, and he got motherfuckers that stole like a motherfucker that he stole from. Nigga, and I'm challenging you, nigga. Show me the deals that you've had successful with him. Go and get the receipt, because I call your cap, nigga. I got 100,000 that you didn't. Because you niggas are all talking about, I got motherfuckers.
Because you got that money.
Put the 250 on it. Cap ass nigga. You niggas always dick riding niggas. Hey, Uptown, mute up. Let Tony talk.
The third nigga that came out here and tried to side with this nigga, and every one of you motherfuckers that got caught in lies. Nigga, I don't believe shit that you motherfuckers say.
And I just want to say something. I want to make this perfectly clear.
Before you finish.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Elijah.
I want to make this.
He chopped.
I can't hear you, bro.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you good now.
Yeah, big business was supposed to provide a service where he was supposed to renovate properties for people, where he was supposed to generate revenue for people, and he failed to deliver a service. So please do not compare someone who's selling a course.
He failed to deliver the service to you?
No, we're not talking about me. We're talking about the people who have. I let you speak. I let Tony speak, and I want to speak. I want to make this perfectly clear. big business admitted out of his mouth that he owed people and that he did bad business. He said it out of his own mouth. So let's make this perfectly clear. No one is slandering. No one is clout chasing. What I'm doing is educating people because I'm an educator and I'm showing people what good business looks like and what bad business looks like. Your man, Big Business, admitted out of his own mouth that he owes people, that he owed people for years, and he has done bad business. So don't compare a person selling a course to someone who's failing to deliver a service. Don't compare someone selling a course to someone who has been sued for fraud. He has not been sued for a fake lottery or a bad lottery. He's been sued multiple times now and lost for fraud. That means in a court of law, he has been proven to be out here committing fraud. And now it's to the point where you have millions of dollars of people who are out of money. And the sad thing about it is, the reason why I'm speaking up is because in most cases, they get people to sign a gag order where they can't speak and let other people know. Because see, while he's out here being sued for fraud, no one else knows. He's not coming out here keeping it real with the people and saying, hey, the business deals are messed up. He's still out here showing houses, showing like he's renovating homes when there's millions of dollars of people's money that he has not performed the duty on. So at the end of the day, I don't mind being the clout chaser. I don't mind being a person informing people because guess what? He ain't going to do it. And we damn sure know you ain't going to do it.
Why would I do it? A nigga ain't burning.
Yeah, because you dick riding.
Never nobody
that's why you wouldn't do it, nigga. You said they're talking about niggas. I'm a real millionaire.
Somebody took my money.
I listen to your broke ass friend that comment talking about you did business with a nigga. You ain't did a motherfucking thing. I don't believe shit that you talking about.
Yo, you want to bet that bread, bro? Where do I send that paperwork to?
You just talked.
Where do I send paperwork to? And I send my money to somebody. Where do I send it to?
You just talked to four different situations that you motherfucking had nothing on. You talked about nigga hating on shit that you don't even know what the fuck you talking about. That's what's wrong with you niggas. You niggas run your fucking mouth on business that you don't have no fucking privy information on.
What's
your
problem? You doing? You all you do nigga, is talk about everybody else's shit, bro, and then plug your shit in the return. Bro, you talk about everybody's platform and how bad they fucked up, and then you plug your shit. Talk about come by my course, come pay.
I'm talking about real life people, cases. This is real shit, nigga. This ain't no make.
Why y'all keep muting?
This ain't what the fuck I think. Because you don't need to. You need to shut the fuck up, nigga. Because you don't know what the fuck you talking about. That's your problem.
You just going by what a nigga told you, bro.
Nigga, you don't know the fuck you. Nigga, I'm looking at court documents, nigga. I'm looking at motherfucking Pacer. I'm looking at fucking real RICO charges. Shut the fuck up. You don't know the fuck.
Man, don't got no RICO charges on him, man. Shut the fuck up.
You know, got that paperwork on the RICO charge.
That he got a RICO charge, nigga.
Yo, if I'm talking to him, why y'all keep cutting me off, bro?
I'm some bullshit, Uptown. You some bullshit, bro.
Bullshit. I'm keeping it real.
I'm gonna tell you.
You want to sit there, big fucking name, because the nigga sit up there getting on.
I'm gonna tell you why you bullshit, bro. Look what came out your mouth, bro. You said the nigga ain't burn you. The nigga ain't burn me. The nigga ain't burn me. That's the problem in the community now. Just because it ain't you being burnt, it's a lot of motherfuckers being burnt. You saying you don't give a fuck about the people, bro? Fuck is wrong with you? You a nut ass nigga for that, bro. You a nut ass nigga for that, bro.
And shut that nigga.
Hey, Ghost. Hold on.
Come around and sit. Why?
Hey, bro, nigga, like you gotta go to the goo because you're not for the fucking people. Get the
hold
fuck
on,
down.
Bro, hold on, man. I'm gonna tell y'all. Hold on. This is the right here that you do if you got a guaranteed real estate transaction, bro. You gonna go to a title company? They're probably gonna have a title search, and you gonna have a goddamn settlement letter, bro. You gonna have a whole settlement letter. They're gonna tell you what every dollar in that transaction went to. If that check you got, bro, weren't cut from a title company, it was fraud.
That's hey, can I just, you know. Hey, hold on. How do I share links in the chat, y'all? Is there a way that I can send, like, if I can put some, I don't know how to use the shit on Clubhouse.
Yeah, you just copy and paste the link in the chat.
Now, the man got the repo paperwork. I saw it yesterday. But anytime you go to do a settlement on a real estate transaction, if you ain't got a property search, if that's a clear title, you fucked up from the go.
Absolutely.
They can't do that. You got to have a goddamn HUD one. That's the setup statement that tell you where every dollar going to go to. If a nigga sent you some money, it was a juke.
Absolutely right. That nigga, part of it. My name is Just Money from New York. I need y'all to really hear me right now because I got so much love for us, right? Number one, Big T is actually 100,000% correct. If it ain't no title company, you get finessed. My thing is this.
That's a fact.
Niggas gotta, we gotta come, especially in 2023.
Check the check, y'all.
Right? We are at a point where niggas, I don't give a fuck what's going on. We gotta be stop being so quick to just hand niggas money. That's first and foremost. It's too many niggas online. Respectfully, I stepped out online because Clubhouse made me. I'm doing this shit quiet, helping my family and friends, but I seen a need for it, and I wind up meeting people, all of those type of things. But I don't talk that shit because I don't care. I don't need a million memberships. But what I'm saying is we got to stop just handing niggas $100,000, handing niggas $50,000 when half the game is out there. And then you got people like Tony that's selling courses. You got whatever, Earn Your Leisure, whoever you got to get your information from. We got to stop just handing niggas money. I'm sitting here listening to niggas like, yo, you niggas ain't really from the streets because ain't no way you just going to hand somebody $50,000, $100,000 to you. Nah, nigga, I'm coming to see that property. And the respect I do have for big business is I took a little bit from everybody. See, I was sitting in the quiet before this shit was popular, before a Clubhouse, right? That's how I figured out a lot of this shit, right? I took my lunch, but I salute the people that put it out there like that. And I understand now. I got to show niggas what I'm doing. I'm running through houses every day. But my main point is niggas got to stop handing niggas money so easy. Go pull up on him in Philly. You about to hand this nigga $50,000? You about to hand him $200,000? You can't fly there?
Bro, hey, y'all see that link in the chat? Y'all see that link in the chat with the
recent paper? We see the link in the chat. We see the link. And hey, the dude uptown, bro, you cap, bro, because we just looked at that paperwork, and that's for sure a fucking real estate Rico, bro.
And also, man, I just want to say something real quick, though, before everybody goes, I'm about to hop off.
If you don't know what you're doing,
bro, before I hop off, listen, man. Right now, many of us, we are first generations removed from poverty. We're the first ones to go to college, start a business, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of this stuff is new for many of us. So it's not about getting clout, right? It's not about getting clout when stuff like this happens. Everybody talks about the culture, doing it for the culture. This is a time now where the culture can learn what good business looks like and what bad business looks like. When Tony pulled up that Asset Jackson dude, and he start running down how the deal is supposed to look. When the dude, Big Q, I think his name was on here right now, is talking about the title company and all that. We're teaching right now. It ain't just about beating up on Greg.
Right.
Because there's a lot of people right now that's listening to this, that's watching this and saying, okay, well, now I know what a good real estate transaction looks like. I understand now that if I'm buying a property from someone, it got to be some equity on the back end to make money. So it ain't just about coming on here bashing big business. No, what we're doing is we're doing what big business should have been doing. Before you sell something to someone, you should be educating them on the process instead of trying to take advantage of them and finesse them. So this ain't about trying to get clout. This ain't about trying to sell no course. This is about teaching people how a professional would do business with you versus how a person who's preying on you would do business. There's no way you're buying a house for $2,500, $5,000, and dumping it on your mentee for $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. Not in East Cleveland. That don't even make any sense. There's no way you can tell me you are doing business in good faith when you're doing business that way. And then giving them rehab loans and you're not even doing a construction. See, at a certain point, we just got to look at this shit for what it is and say, yo, he was out here preying on the culture. And what good is it to have black men in the culture who are going to do you worse than the white man? For all that, you better off just going to the white man.
And I always tell y'all dudes, especially the street niggas, bro, if you in the streets right now, bro, you got some money, watch when you mess with paperwork, with real business, you'll get beat worse with an ink pen than a motherfucker with two choppers. They'll tear your ass up with that pen in that boardroom, sitting in them goddamn leather seats. I'm telling you, if you don't know what you're doing with that shit, bro, leave that shit alone. I just seen plenty of people lose their shirt. I just seen companies manipulate a whole neighborhood and have the appraisers, the title company, everybody on their side. And you can look up all these cases. They have right here in Memphis, bro. I'm telling you what it is, bro. See, when you got too many people trying to sell you a course on something and shit like that, like, you know, and I ain't throwing no people's name particularly in there. But, bro, when you start dealing with that real estate, it's not that much margin for you y'all to cut 40% a piece on the property.
Mm-hmm.
If you said, bro, I'm going to do a deal with you and you don't know the price of a damn 2x4, you ain't get a labor breakdown sheet on how much they're going to take. What's the labor cost?
Hey, Big C, I appreciate you saying what you're saying right now, too, because this is the element that I talked about for all the people that spend all this money with big businesses, even understanding how to look at comps, how to be able to look at a property, know what the property was purchased for. See, most of these people don't understand the basics of real estate. So they spent, you know, hundreds of thousands, not millions of dollars into, you know, going and investing with somebody. And I'm not knocking the people, because the reality is, like, our people are trying to do better. So this is like the first time that we are trying to get into ownership and buying stuff. But we got to get into understanding, hey, what is a comp? How do I look at it, see what the property is worth? How do I see what it was purchased for in the past? Would you buy something that was, that, you know, in the area? Is this market even an area that I should be purchasing in? Do I have, you know, like all these different elements that most people don't talk about, the cost of construction. So if somebody's telling me, hey, it's going to take me, you know, 2 months to 3 months to get my property up, do I know what it costs? Do I know the typical turnaround? Do I know what the labor costs? See, a lot of us are just getting preyed on because of ignorance. So
see how they preyed
also
on
educate.
Them,
yeah.
And this is how they got them. They preyed on everybody when 2020 came. They said, buy real estate, flip house. I said, man, everybody go try to buy a house, flip a house. I hope you got the money to hold that bitch. If there ain't no bank finna, if you're going to get a rehab loan from a bank, they give you that money in increments. They're not going to give you the whole money right then. The best thing you can do, if anybody in here, bruh, find you a real estate agent, get you some REO properties. Those are foreclosed properties that haven't even hit the market yet. And they're going to let you know these the properties are going to come up soon. You have an inside on top of that property. Then get you a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. At least you can get your egg back that you spent in the property. Then they're going to give you that. The max you'll get on that going to be 80%. You ain't finna get 100% loan or something like that. They ain't doing that. That kind of money ain't out there.
What I was doing was I was doing one even better, because I know a lot of us need capital before we can have ownership. So I started teaching wholesaling first, which is getting your feet wet by playing the middleman. Most of us already know I play that game anyway, because we play it in the streets. So I say, hey, you learn how to wholesale. You go find properties that people are going through distressed situations, and we connect the cash buyers with the homeowners. We get paid 20, 30 grand a deal. So that was my main thing, what I was doing. I came into this shit back in 2017. I started teaching people just wholesaling, because it's such a lucrative way to be able to get in the industry. And it don't matter if you got felonies, don't matter if you need license, none of that. So, you know, and that was even my strategy. When most people saw me on $1 million worth of game, I was a pattern interrupt. And most people didn't even realize what I was doing. They thought I was on the show as an actual host on the show or a guest on the show. I understood something. I understood that Black people needed a way to make legitimate money. And it was in the middle of the pandemic. And I knew that we didn't know ways to make money. So I paid $1 million worth of game to get on their episodes and talk about real estate only. I didn't get up there to talk about the current event. I didn't talk about news. I only talked about real estate. And I was able to make people 6 and 7 figures over the last few years, because people now got educated on how to play the middleman in this business. Too many of us don't get paid in real estate because we don't understand truly how to be able to leverage it the right way. So it's easy to get preyed on by people because we're so ignorant to the game. Me, I was lucky. I grew up, my dad was in this shit 26 years. So I was exposed to it from a young age, but many people haven't been exposed to it. So I just start teaching it, like, hey, understand how you can play the middleman. Same way, like if you was playing a game with a pack. If you got the pack for $1,000, but you know you can get it off for $3,000, you just wholesale it to somebody else for more money. So
right, you were doing dry purchases.
Yeah, not even the purchase. Because yeah. it's not even a purchase. You're just assigning the contract. Assigning the contract.
And see, I own a mortgage. I own an insurance company. I do mortgage protection insurance. It ain't that much real estate out here no more for people to be for what he was doing. It ain't that much property out here.
So Big C. Can I say this real quick, though, because I heard this when I was in here a little earlier. Wholesaling is definitely the way I started my portfolio with the credit cards, though. So I wanted to definitely touch on that, because now that I'm actually in the lane, I don't really be doing credit repair, stuff like that, but I have a mentorship. I help people build their personal profile, business credit, all that bullshit, right? But a lot of us, talking to us, have the credit to do it, but we're so scared to take that next step. I'm a 33-year-old man, been screaming this shit at my family for the past few years. It took me getting 5 houses for them to really start to understand me, but I was doing shit different ways. I was using personal credit, whatever, cash, whatever. I didn't really understand the credit side until about the third house, right? But what I'm getting at is, if you got a job and you got some good personal credit, and I'm not just talking about a high credit score, I'm talking about a credit profile. And some of those people, some of those underlings of big business, the entrepreneurs, some of that shit that even the nigga who exposed them,
some of the shit that they talking is 100,000% valid, right? You can go in the bank with a new LLC and go pull out six figures. Fact, right? And if you have a job, like Tony said earlier, you can manage the payments. It's not that difficult. So I just want to throw that out there while I'm sitting on this stage, because I fuck with us like that. Like, we got to change all of those notions. A lot of shit they teach you about credit is bullshit, right? You want to go get $50,000 lines, $100,000 lines? It's very possible, right? But you got to know what the fuck you're doing. Like they said, you got to be educated. You got to be buying the houses the right way, right? You want to be all in 65% of the ARV. Like, you gotta educate yourself. But that's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and just what I would recommend that you say, because you got that many properties, bro, get you some mortgage protection insurance. The reason why I say that, you can write it off on your taxes, and if you die or get sick, it'll pay the house off.
And I'm just gonna say it once again.
Why don't everybody fucking share the room? I recommend that.
I sent it out a few times.
One thing, y'all, I'm gonna say once again. If you don't have income coming in, don't go out here and go get no credit card debt. Listen to none of these niggas. Flat out.
Yeah, that, you remember what
That's
I said.
Like, worst thing to do.
Like, don't go out here and listen. Because it's not just having a job, but it's like having real income, because that's what's misleading a lot of people. Man, if you can't afford that motherfucking $1,000 or $1,500 payment, $2,000 payment when that bitch come in, like, cause that's what people not telling them. Because that payment big, bro. Like, that motherfucker, when you start getting a 50K card, you start getting them big limits, nigga, that payment come in is a big motherfucker too. And if they can't afford to sustain that payment, man, you're putting people in a bad position.
Now, I mean, I'm not against that, but in the same breath, $1,500 to me, for what you're able to do, with $100,000, let's even go $3,000, right? If you're able to do a deal, let's say take 3 months in and out of birth, I don't see that as a problem. That's just me, though. But I like to hear that rebuttal, because that is what I'm doing, right? But I'm making sure you're stable enough to do it. So that's why I like having a conversation.
Yeah, it's obviously, like, listen, it's a risk. And sometimes, like, life happens so quickly. Sometimes if you get anything that goes wrong, are they going to be able to sustain it? What's the average income for the black median family? It's $33,000, $34,000 a year. So when we talk about $1,500, that'll fuck up somebody's whole life. Like, we're not talking about insignificant amounts of money.
Like, when you start talking about
like that credit and how we utilize credit, it just, like, I see him 500 and a lot of niggas fucked up the game bringing this shit out like that, because that whole credit shit really started from the scamming. And like the niggas that know from back in like 2009, 2010, when niggas really start coming out with the credit card scams and the CPN fraud and all that shit, that's where really all this shit derived from. So now there's a lot of niggas trying to teach business credit and all that shit, but they really don't understand the back end of financing and how you, like, it. Yo, I done been on every side of the fence. I done had bad shit happen. I done been around and seen it. So when I say this shit, I'm talking from personal experience. It ain't worth it. I done had to file bankruptcies. I done had to go through all that shit because I was out here over leveraged. And too many of us try to go look at the nice shiny object, and they look at a nigga that's wearing the designer, the Louis or whatever. And, you know, we want to look like it before we got it. So we start spending that money, and then you can't maintain it. And that's where too many of us, like, really get put in bad positions. And we got people that are putting, you know, $50,000 homes on a credit card. Now, when them payments is due, guess what? I got people in my DM right now that they followed Greg's training where he had them doing that. And he's like, man, I got to go sell this house that I paid $50,000 for $20,000, because that's all I can get for it. And I got to take a $30,000 loss.
I ain't going to lie to you.
And that's unacceptable. So I just want to make sure we're being real with people, because, like, my man, like, last night, he was sending me a mail, like, bro, my bills are due, and I'm in a fucked up spot. Like, when people really got these bills due, because it's sweet. See, the reality is, what niggas ain't talking about is, when all this shit went bad with big business, niggas tried to use the pandemic and COVID as an excuse, but that was actually the biggest boom in real estate history. Nigga, the rent rate, everything was at its highest peak. So there would have been no excuse not to actually execute in the market when it was actually the best market that we had ever seen. Now that shit done tighten up, it proves that niggas wasn't really doing what they say they was doing. Because now it's like everybody's screaming because they don't know how to now react, because the market's different. The money was flowing through 2019, 2020, 2021. That's where all these scammers came out. That's where everybody wanted to be a coach. When everybody came out here, you got all the new coaches that came out in 2021, 2020,
When Clubhouse originated, all the niggas came new coaches. Niggas figured out the new lane. And, you know, now everybody's teaching credit. Everybody want to teach people how to use credit to go buy some shit that they can't afford. Like, if you can't afford to pay for it, all you're going to do is put yourself in a bad financial situation. You're going to end up fucked up.
So, Tony, let me say this to you, though, right? So, I know you wholesale. I'm pretty sure you flip and shit like that, too, though, right?
Yeah, I'm a real estate investor. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So what? But what I'm seeing in my market, I'm in upstate New York, right? 518 area. We have experienced exactly what you just said, right? There has been no losses, right? Realistically, if you're buying at the right price, like, that's why I want to make sure what I was saying was clear. Like, it's about educating yourself. Like, if you're buying correct, bro, all I'm trying to say with that credit, you're absolutely right, cash is going to win, especially right now. It's people buying single family homes. Like, it's still shit going over for asking where up here. I'm looking for houses currently in my town, and I'm looking at the auctions and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to put that out there too. Like, nah, you can do it with the credit, but you got to be stable. Absolutely. I ain't selling no dreams. I could care less. I don't need no fucking follows, none of that. Like, but I just want to put that out there, because the one thing, the wholesaling does win over the credit, though. I will state that. Let's get that out there, because it don't take nothing to do that. That's just networking at the end of the day. But the credit is the one thing that person that's going to that job, that got them kids in school, that got that nice car, that's paying all of that, living that lifestyle, taking their vacations, whatever, they good, right? But they only got one property. But they got the mental capacity to take on the extra debt that's positive debt. And they won't do it because niggas is taught debt is so bad. That's the message I'm trying to get out there today, pretty much.
Yeah, I agree. Debt's not bad, but we got to be, I think the first thing that we all should be doing is getting informed and educated on how all this shit works before we start. Like, before we start talking about business credit to people, they need to understand the basics, the fundamentals of credit. Like, we just throw all this shit at our people, but most of our people are really dumb as shit. If you want to just face the facts and the reality, we're so ignorant to so many things that when you guys start teaching about high-level shit and people don't even understand the fundamentals, they can't walk. How can you run if you don't know how to walk? And it's putting so many people in bad situations, man. I hate to see all these people that got taken advantage of from big business just simply because they was ignorant, man. It's not that they was bad people. It's not that they were you know, not having good intentions or anything like that. It's just that they were simply ignorant and understanding how business and finance works and how the real estate business works. Or they would have understood that those were never good investments. They would understood that wasn't a good market to get into. They would have been able to ask better questions when they were sitting in front of big business. So I think before we start trying to, like, push out, you know, putting ourselves in further debt and all these different things, we got to really start doing fundamental trainings. Like, I just, like, the reality is that we're so ignorant and naive to the basics and fundamentals. And, like, if you think about how can you be good at anything, like in sports, what do they teach you first? The fundamentals. If you want to play basketball, you want to box, you want to play football, they don't teach you to go tackle first. They teach you the fundamentals, how to align yourself, how you get set. And we're not teaching that anymore. Everybody out here is trying to teach how to go get 100K, how to go finesse the bank, how to go get, you know, credit and then leverage your credit, go get a fucking designer bag or some goofy shit, instead of really understanding the basics of why this is important, how do you leverage it to make it work in your life. And that's where we got to get to, because, like, right now, this shit all sad, man. I hate, like, any of y'all niggas that be talking and teaching credit, I get offended. I'm almost mad at y'all, because I feel like it's malpractice what's happening with a lot of people. Like, you can't come in here and start teaching people high-level shit, but they don't understand the fundamentals.
I just think that's a great area for sure.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, man, I done had the feds come knock at the door because I'm fucking with niggas and we using all kind of funny shit. So when I talk this shit, I know what the consequences are. I done been around. I done seen it. I'm very experienced in credit. I've been around this game for a long time. Ain't none of this shit new to me. Like, I've been around some of the biggest scamming niggas, all that shit. I done seen it. I done watched it. And I can see the consequences that come. I done play every side of the fence. So when I tell people, like, we got to start educating our people on this shit, like, really being transparent and talking about the wins and the losses. Because, like, even hearing you say, hey, we had no losses, I ain't never seen a real estate business that never lost. Like, I never seen a business that never lost. Nigga, I'm a multimillionaire, and I take losses like a motherfucker.
I'm talking about the errors and flips up here. If you could look up here, look up State New York. Take a second and look in Albany. It's been lit up here for the past about 7 years. That's fact.
And well, you know what? I would like to say this, right? I work for the, I do real estate, but on a federal level, right? I actually work for the federal government, and we do loans for single family and multi-family housing. And we would go in and repair it using a 504 program. Or we'll go ahead and educate you first, and then we'll help you fix your credit. The lowest credit score we didn't deal with is 500. And right now it's open all over the United States because of the fact that, because of COVID. So we don't have a cap on it. And we do everything. We do from loan origination to loan closing. If you really wanted to own your own, to own a home without having to go through the real estate, go through the federal government. And you don't, we don't use banks. You pay us. You pay the federal government. So sometimes it helps to do the research on these programs, these federal programs that's out there, because we have a lot of money out there for people. We just don't, we don't purchase flips. You, that home has to be a new construction. You could go buy a trailer. We'll bill on your property. As long as it's considered a rural area by the 2020 census, because we go off the census. That's why it's good to know your census, and it's good to know everything that's going on. We go off of that. And if you're located in that area, and once we help you and we see where you can qualify, and we go in and help you repair your credit, and I have to do all that once I get an application in. And once we help you with all that, and everything's good, we give you a certificate of eligibility, like we give veterans, like myself, because I'm a veteran. And we tell you how much you can go out there, how much money you have to go out and purchase your home. We actually leave you a $10,000 cushion for closing. And you go out there and you find your house. And when you make your home payments, it's through us. And your home payments are never so high. And when you have a problem, you call us. If you can't make the payment, you call us. We're the bank. But people don't know about those programs because they hide them in under places like rural development with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And that's who I work under. So there's a lot of things out there that you guys could get to know. If you don't want to go through the process of being scammed, just go straight through the, go to the federal government. Skip the banks. We don't deal with the banks. And we don't deal with real estate agents. We do everything on our own.
Did we cut out?
And just in case you want to know, you could go into https://www.rd.singlefamilyhousingprogram.gov. We are .gov. And that lets you know that it's a government-funded program. And I yield.
Salute. Peace for that information.
Can we get the link in the chat?
No problem. I'll go ahead and drop it.
So anybody got any other questions for Tony the Closer?
I got a quick one. Yo, how's the market been 2021 and on for you on the wholesaling side? Like, the wholesaling is just one thing I never really, I didn't add that final part. I ain't really want to do all the legwork, but I see now everybody doing the VAs and shit, so I'm definitely trying to get back in that. But how's that been for you the past 2 years?
I mean, this is the, like I said, the last 3 years or so has been the biggest boom in real estate. And this is what you got to understand about what wholesaling is when things are bad, it's good for us. So, you know, even like when the pandemic started, many people were thinking that real estate wasn't going to work and it was a scam and whatever. I made millionaires throughout that time because it was so many distressed properties. And that's what
wholesaling is about, is connecting with people that are in situations that I call it the pawn shop of real estate, right? And you got to ask yourself, who fits the model of people that will be willing to go to the pawn shop? People that are experiencing financial difficulty and need money quickly. So they'll go sell their items for, you know, fractions of what it's worth because they need the money more than they need the item. And right now, is once again, we got a lot of people that were listening to these niggas like Big Business and all these motherfuckers that were giving out this dumbass advice, telling you to go get all these Airbnbs and put it on credit cards and all this shit. Now, and their money done tightened up. Guess what? You got investors that are now going to be distressed investors. So guess what you got? You got new opportunity. And this is how the market works for wholesaling. We're always looking for the people that's going through financial struggles, and then we're gonna work those deals, and that's where we get paid at. So it's always gonna be a great market for us, man. Because you gotta think about it, when the rates go up, guess what happens? People start fucking not being able to afford their shit, which creates what? More foreclosures, more people losing jobs. That anytime there's something bad, it's good for people that are working in the real estate industry on the wholesale side. So there's always buyers. There's always somebody that's willing to buy something that's a good, you know, a good deal. So once again, like right now, it's like, I think education. When people talk about, hey, Tony, you sell a course. Yeah, because people should be educated, but you got to get educated by the right people. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to go out here. See, the one thing about me is that I have over 55,000 people that have taken my program. I want people to understand that 55,000 people. I got thousands of people all over the world that are making money because they learned from me how to do it properly, the beginning, the structure, the infrastructure, the steps to take, the proper steps. I put it into a format that where now I got people that have now been able to do it on basically automation and hiring virtual assistants and having people that do all the process for them. So they created a lifestyle that was allowing them to make money passively. So it's just like getting educated so you know how to actually operate in the business. But the reality is that we got to have people that actually want to get educated first and not just looking for the money. I think the biggest thing I see people do is they focus so much on getting paid. They don't really care about the steps and understanding how to do it the right way. So, I mean, I'm just everybody like this Big Business thing, what happened with Jay and all these other people, it all stems from a lack of education. And then obviously people were alienating the people's trust because they didn't have the information. So we just got to start making sure we educate ourselves, knowing how to execute and just, you know, staying in your comfort zone. Like, don't just go jump outside and go crazy because you like somebody's message or whatever. Like, take your time, do your due diligence. Like, because you like what I say, go check me out. Like, nigga, I want you to go do your research on me. Like, I seen buddy in the chat. He posted something talking about Tony had a lawsuit. I had one lawsuit. I had two lawsuits in my entire career. Both of those lawsuits stemmed from the same nigga, Jay. We had $100,000 giveaway then. Someone back. I got a call. You guys, am I back? Yeah.
Yep, you back. Yeah, you good now.
Yeah. So I got a lawsuit which me and Jay Moore, I mean, I can't say his whole name, but we still in law in court right now for the nigga breaching the contract and stealing the money. And then we had a person that came to the event where Jay and I were doing a 100K giveaway, and he backed out of the event. I gave out 30K to the nigga. Middle of the pandemic, he tried to sue in the middle of the pandemic because we told him we were going to cancel the rest of the payment after the pandemic ended. So my only two cases, I got fucking 55,000 people. My only two cases involved one nigga. So I'm as thorough and transparent as it is. I don't duck nothing that it comes to my business. I take it extremely seriously. I honor my position in this community. I know what I've been able to do as far as impacting people. So I'm always going to defend my name. I know a lot of people get online and they think when they see you talk about a Jay or they see me going at a Him 500 or whatever, they try to associate you as a hater because they see a black man and they just assume that all black men have good intention. And that's just not the case. And like our community got brainwashed with this goofy shit that like you got this code, like niggas is trying to take the street code into business and it don't work the same way. There's a lot of people that don't honor their position. It's a lot of people that have put you in a bad in a bad financial situation for their own personal gain. A lot of these niggas bossed up because they sold you programs that was bullshits and scams. And like you got asked, program, did you have that lifestyle?
Like, were you like really there? Like, were you really making money? See, a lot of this shit just like be smoke and mirrors. And because I actually call that shit out because I'd be around these niggas, people get offended. So, I mean, even like that Wallow and Gilly shit is always crazy to me to hear niggas say I got fired. Nigga, I ain't been fired since the NFL cut me in 2007. Ain't no niggas gonna fire me, man. Like, I'm an asset to anybody that I've been around, man. I put $400,000 in their business. Watched $1 million worth of game before I got on there and watched what happened after I got off there. Them niggas now bring on influencers every week that they charge them $20,000+ using my whole format. See, what niggas don't know is they'll never give me the respect that's due to me. Man, I done made a whole lot of niggas a whole lot of millions, and niggas that never talk about it. You know, niggas will steal your shit and never say nothing. Niggas got to start putting more respect on what I done did because ain't nobody, can't no nigga fire me. I'm a real boss, man. Wallow, Gilly, them niggas can't fire me. That's some nut ass shit. When I hear niggas say that shit, I be like, yo, y'all niggas really just go around with some stupid ass narrative. How can a nigga fire me when I'm giving these niggas money? Nigga, I'm paying for advertising. Nigga, I'm lost and confused when I hear niggas say I got fired. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, the last nigga that could fire me was the motherfucker that was the owner of the fucking Seattle Seahawks. Ain't no nigga, I've been a boss my whole life. How you gonna, like, how nigga that I'm paying for advertising gonna fire me? Nigga, that's the most retarded shit I ever heard. What happened is was them niggas backdoored me with him 500 and did some bullshit. See, I put him 500 on the show. I paid him, I had them, that nigga him 500 paid $50,000 to be on $1 million worth of game. See, this is what the niggas be talking that shit, but they don't know what's up. See, all the influencers, once they saw how much money I was making because I was on the platform, everybody wanted to get on the show. So I basically told niggas, if you want to get on the show, it's going to cost you a 50 ball. So Wallow and Gilly at the time wasn't getting that crazy money like they're getting right now. I went up to Wallow. I was like, yo, I got some niggas that want to get on the show. They're going to pay $50,000 to get on the show. And 500 come up before I talk too fast. As I'm talking about it, Wallow calls Gilly on the phone. He's like, yo, Tone got some shit where he going to bring on niggas. They're going to pay 50 bands. Gilly like, real nigga shit, Tone, we gonna bust that shit down three ways. I wasn't even trying to get a cut of it. The nigga said, we gonna bust it down three ways. Now, him 500 come, he paid the 50 bands. We get to the truck, them niggas give me $8,000. That's where all our friction became. It started all right there. Niggas gave me 8,000 out of 50K. I want y'all to do the math. What type of math is that? So, Wallow reached out to me, asked me for some more influencers. Because at the time, they was trying to pop off mac and cheese. Y'all can go back and look at the same timing and everything. You're going to know I'm not capping. The niggas go and try to pop off mac and cheese, so they was needing some bread. They asked for some more influencers. I wouldn't give it to them. So they went to Hemp 500 behind my back and got the niggas from Hemp 500. And then guess what they did? Then they started doing my whole little real estate play because I'm the one, like the live events, some big-ass live events where you bringing out all those people. Hemp 500 had never did that shit before. The nigga gets online with Wallow and Gilly, and they run my whole entire play. The nigga do a live event, bring Floyd Mayweather, all the shit, like, behind my back. Like, niggas get online and do weird shit and then talk real shit, OG shit, and all that shit, and be capped. That shit Wallow and Gilly did was the lamest shit I ever seen. I ain't never showed them niggas nothing but real love. So when I hear niggas talk about, oh, I'm clout chasing off a nigga, or I got fired, or whatever, I'm like, you dickheads don't know what you talking about. And the only reason that you saying that shit is because you a fan of a nigga that you don't know. These niggas ain't really about what they saying. Ain't no nigga that did nothing but solid business. You go do no weirdo shit like that. If a nigga bring you 50K, how you give him 8,000? I want to see what type of math niggas is doing. I'm like, how you motherfucking give a nigga 8,000 out of $50,000, bro? And you say that you a solid nigga. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, y'all niggas do y'all thing, man. I don't move like that. Like, you don't hear a nigga saying Tony DeCosa did bad business by me. You don't hear that shit nowhere. You hear me calling out niggas that I said did fuck shit in bad business or taught niggas fraud. I'm the one that said, yo, him for 500 just taught niggas fraud on that episode where that shit went crazy and everybody called me a hater. Then the nigga came out and apologized. See, I just say the truth and I say the shit and I don't give a fuck if it hurts somebody's feelings and then niggas get mad at me for being honest. I'm going to always be who I am. It's going to be honest. And I'm going to tell the truth. And if it hurts your feelings, it just is what it is. But can't no nigga ever say that they fired me. Can't no nigga say that I hated on them. Nigga, that's not in my DNA. I'm not no hater. I'm just too real for most of these niggas. And these niggas try to live by their street code that really be dick riding. These niggas dick eat more than they actually do real common sense shit. because you can look at how many niggas have been fucked over by some of these same people, but people, just because they like them and they got a big following, they gonna ride their dick. That's all this shit is, man. But once again, when niggas talk about my name, they better put some respect on it. Uptown nigga, you can never ever disrespect me, nigga, because you ain't even in my league. Some of y'all niggas, like, and I'm gonna just keep it like this. It ain't too many niggas that's on the internet that's done made the amount of impact. I walk into Walmart, give 50,000 to all random people. Nigga, I'm talking about, I'm changing people's lives. I'm saving people from foreclosures, repossessions, and everything. All you niggas doing is taking from the community. All you niggas is talk. That's all you niggas do is talk. I really pour millions of dollars back into our people. I really put my hours back into our people. When you see me speaking up about scammers, it's because ain't nobody else speaking up for these people. So when I tell niggas, when I say whatever I say, I die behind what I say, because it's always going to be the truth. No, I'm going to always live on that. And it ain't a nigga. It ain't a Wallow. It's not a Gilly. It's not a Whack 100. It ain't no nigga that can ever shake that shit from me, because I think a lot of niggas really got this shit fucked up when they think that they can just disrespect and think it's cool. Man, I ain't never played with no nigga. I ain't never lied on no nigga. That ain't in my DNA. It's too many solid niggas that's around me that'll tell you, like, I don't even play like that. So when I say some shit, just know that shit is always fact. And there ain't no hate in my heart. That's it. I'm out, y'all. I appreciate all y'all niggas. Man, real talk, man. Appreciate you bringing me in the room, bro.
Salute you coming through, bro. We appreciate you, Tony. Hey, how we lock in with you, Tony, on the for the real estate shit, bro?
A big sale. One of the things, man, I had took my program for a while. I really took it off the market. Then I was kind of like recrafting my offer. And, you know, as I watch this shit now with big business and all these other guys, I want to make something that's more affordable so people can avoid getting taken advantage of. So I'm about to do a real big offer where I'm going to offer all my services just to people at a very affordable rate. I'll be making an announcement. You guys follow me on IG. Make sure y'all check out my podcast, man. My podcast is going crazy right now. It's called Get Your Ass Up. We ranked in the top 10 in like fucking 11 countries, man. I appreciate all the people that's been listening to it. And I appreciate y'all sharing the room, man. I know Ghost been reaching out to me for some time. I appreciate you, dog, man. You solid as fuck. I've been watching y'all do y'all thing here. So shout out to Death of the Clout Chaser. I hope that this really just helped people out as far as being able to avoid the nonsense that's going on in the industry, man, and just stay safe with your money, and salute to y'all.
Mr. Closer, before you go, I've never heard anything bad about you out there. I really haven't. I've heard all the good things you did. So sometimes you pat yourself on the back. You're going to always have someone who come at you negative for any reason, and that's because they don't understand or it's envy. Keep doing what you're doing. I think you're doing great things for the Black community.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Before we close out this room, if y'all can share the room one more time, you know, you can share it on your social media with a hashtag. Let them know what we was talking about. Definitely a great build, informative. Appreciate y'all.
Hey, also, hey, Chuck, what time we got Charlie Rock LD coming through?
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It won't be on Clubhouse, but it'll be streamed on YouTube. So y'all go check that out. Also, if you want to get this full conversation, it's available on YouTube as well.
Hey, I appreciate y'all for even going hard on this topic, because I would have been one of those victims. I was about to sign up with big business and liquidate my trading account like 3 days before all this news broke out. So I really appreciate Tony for doing his and y'all for doing y'all due diligence.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. If you don't mind me asking, like what type of investments you was looking to make? Like what type of range you was thinking to invest with him?
I trade options and futures. So I was just trying to find something like entry level.
Right.
Like 50,000 or less.
You see, that's good, man. You know what I'm saying? We saved somebody's money today, man. Glad you didn't invest with him, bro.
Yeah, man. It was crazy because I was like, I had just did the withdrawal from my TD Ameritrade account. And and I was talking to this guy for weeks, and then I followed Tony, and I just started seeing all the news, and it was just like God just sent someone down and tell me, hey, don't make this mistake or something.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Gonna put some eyeballs on this. Get it out there, because we definitely don't want nobody to end up going bankrupt behind this dude. And it's just crazy, bro, how I was watching a video of him. He just, like, he